right. Yeah, dude. And then the only other thing that would ever make this any better, obviously, is if you had a fucking camera.
Where's yours?
It's on right now, dude. On.
Yeah, but I'm looking at your like blue waffle back screen. There
no,
we go.
You're not. You're not looking at my blue waffle back screen. Who told you that? What are you looking at? A blue waffle. It's like a fucking flower.
Yeah, okay. All okay. Those blue, all big right. Old wavy flowers.
Have you ever seen the blue waffle?
The actual one?
Yeah, like the actual picture.
The one. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, dude. I was just telling somebody this the other day, like one of my kids was hanging out with another younger kid and someone was complaining about them watching like crazy videos or whatever. Like mm-hmm. just like weird shit. And I was like, dude, there is absolutely no way that these kids have seen anything crazy yet. Like there's just no way. Like I know what's on the internet.
I think we don't all. Know. Oh, I well, think you know, the internet we knew at that age was tame compared to now.
I mean, obviously from now and 15 years ago, there's way more fucked up shit on there, but I'm just saying as far as the level goes, like I've seen it. Like I've seen some shit that
I've seen
nobody, I know it's ridiculous. And
you're going to light up a cigarette.
Yeah, dude, I might actually have to, dude, we would fucking come home from school, high school. My entire driveway would be filled with like probably 5 or 6 cars. All
everybody
sitting around.
Came over your house to look at porn, huh?
Not all of it was porn. Like some of it was just like Faces of Death type shit, but we would sit there and we had some people over like a couple times, a couple guys that we were friends with, but weren't over very often. One of them came over and we watched the Pain Olympics and he was fucked up afterwards. Like he, to this day, if you ask him, he says, there's no way that's real. It's claymation. This is fake.
I heard it's fake.
You did?
Yeah.
My buddy Adam could not believe it. He's like, this is absolutely fucking fake. There's no way this guy is drilling a hole through his penis.
Yeah, how could you get some of that stuff? Like when you're chopping more than once?
Yeah, dude. Like, but
how are you going to chop your dick twice in a row?
You got to understand, dude, that some people are just mentally fucked up. You know what I mean? Like they are...
True.
They are capable. And the only reason I know that that's not fake is because not that long ago, my brother, who works at a prison, said he watched a guy fucking rip his nutsack open and grab his genitalia through the fucking nutsack skin and just pull him.
Why?
Because he's mentally fucked up, dude.
Why would you do that to your boss?
That's what I'm saying, dude. People will jam.
Do you think it made him come?
No, he did it. They do that shit to get out of prison, like time outside. Like they go nuts eventually and like they just need to get outside. They need to change the scenery. So they'll like stick a fucking pen up their pee hole or something.
Oh, that's a sex move now. That's called sounding.
No, it's not.
I swear to God.
That's a real
sticking
thing.
Sticking shit up your dick hole is a real thing.
Dude, is that a Mormon thing that's going on? Because they got all like they got soaking, no. They got sounding,
yeah,
they got
soaking.
I was watching a guy talk to these Mormon chicks out of college, just like joking around about like having your like you inserting yourself, but your friend jumps on the bed for you. That way, like it's not you moving it, so God can't be mad.
So how do they explain the initial insertion?
So again, your friend busts your wiener out and plays with it and then dicks it in the vagina.
What do you think that girl's thinking, man? Why should this dude get hard because the guy's rubbing it? Like, is this guy gay?
Dude, here's the thing though. Like those women are straight up brainwashed by St. Joseph Smith as well, dude. So like they're trying to get soaked. They're trying to get fucking, what do they call that? Hold on. What do they call it when? What do Mormons call sex when someone jumps onto the bed?
I think it's soaking, right?
No. It's called jump humping.
Jump humping.
All right, so in a similar vein, jump humping is another
tactic. Can you
tactic
imagine some- how good jump humping would be on a waterbed?
Oh, dude, going full Captain Phillips?
Yeah, you'd get like 3 guys on there jumping for you.
But what if everybody's getting hard in that bed, though? Like, those guys got to be getting hard. Like, they got to be, like, so excited about this soaking event.
I don't know, man. If it's, like, physically exhausting, I can't imagine you're doing this without breathing through your mouth as a jumper, right? And, like, at some point, you're just, like, either going to focus on putting the work in or you're not going to work and you're going to focus on the boning.
Dude, you know what you got to do is you got to have like a Mormon sex party at like a trampoline park.
The jump zone?
Yeah.
One guy walks in with seven wives.
There's like one guy's getting like 15 feet of air and one guy's just humping the absolute shit out of this girl, dude, because like all of the bouncing that's going on. They're like butt bouncing as soon as it's about to go in. So there's like a huge clap. Yeah, it's like at that point, why wouldn't you just fucking, you know, you're already like technically, I mean, you're technically in your fucking mental gymnastics not having sex, but like you definitely are. Just fuck the girl already. Just fuck her.
That's such a weird thing too. Like you can have sex, but at the same time, we're okay with you marrying more than one woman.
And fucking all of them.
Yeah.
St. Joseph.
So they go from 0 to 1,000 right there.
Did he wear a top hat?
That's how he like spoke to God.
Through a top hat?
Yeah. I might be mistaken, but that's how I understand it. Like an angel spoke to him through his hat and it was the word of God. And so he'd look into the hat and then he'd tell his followers what God told him through the angel.
Another weird thing though is like, I guess like Catholic girls will get fucked in the ass a lot. Cause they call it the holy loophole. It's the only sex God can't see.
Yeah,
do Catholics think butt sex is okay?
That populated, didn't it?
All right, here, let's check it out. Reddit's that got the great. This is an archive post, by the way. I'm getting married soon and I don't understand all the rules of the church. Can anyone help me out with this? What is the church's stance on anal? I think the bare minimum is this: all sex must be unitive and procreative. Don't ejaculate in a way that cannot conceive. Ooh. Don't do anything against the will or desires of either partner. All right, what is it talking about where you can hit him with a stick so long as it's as wide as your thumb? I'm somewhat skeptical that anal foreplay or copulation prior to ejaculation in the vagina can play a role in a sex that is ordered to uniting spouses and procreating. Why not? How could it not, dude? If you do something that turns a girl on, like say she likes butt stuff, that's just going to open that vag up even more, you know what I mean, like to receive your seed. I mean, you had to have noticed that, dude. You had to have like noticed when a girl's
why are you speaking on, like it's on the commandments, it's going to open up to receive your seed.
Yeah, dude, thou shalt not bust in the ass.
I don't know, man, it's odd.
It's very
the whole thing about sex,
it's and religion. Odd.
What was going through these guys' minds when they decided that like they were going to put rules on sex? You shouldn't be doing that.
That's a tough one, dude. Cause
is it because everybody's dying of syphilis and shit?
Probably not. I don't think that stopped them ever, dude. They were like, I mean, I think Genghis Khan died of syphilis. Like it brought your brain or some shit. The people's faces melt off and shit. Have you seen this?
From syphilis?
I'm going to put syphilis back in the day. I'm going to go to images. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Don't tell me it's an artist's rendition.
Dude, look at this shit. Let's see here. Syphilis back 300 years ago. Let's say that. Not even 300. Let's say 100. Not fucking 300.
1924.
Dude, when do you think that people like, do you think people were always sucking dick and like taking it in the ass and like, you know, like, do you think that they were always doing that? Or do you think someone one day is like, hey, I mean, somebody had to have been the first person to get their dick sucked. But it's like,
I bet the cavemen went to town on each other. Maybe it felt good like that. Why not?
There's syphilis in a butthole right here, dude. Can I show this?
I don't know.
Am I allowed to show this?
Syphilis in a butthole.
There really is. This guy's got his butthole spread, and you can see this little. Do you see it?
What's that? Is this a little nodule?
It's a node there. Yeah, dude. That's a flavor saver.
I don't mind that. It's just syphilis. Look at that tongue.
Where? Oh, yeah. Yo. Oh, dude. Damn, that
this is why you don't eat out a hooker.
Oh, boy, dude. Do you think people make that mistake of eating hooker puss?
Looks like he's just got a loogie ready to go.
Dude, nobody is eating hooker puss, right?
I'm sure there's guys that do it.
They're probably the bug chasers.
So their dad probably likes feet.
I had to explain to a guy at my last job that was a fetish because he was talking about how he likes feet. And I was like, that's a fetish, bro.
What was this? Three dicks in a hand?
Where?
Oh, no. It's a big hand and a little hand.
Look at that donger right there, though.
Ow.
Man.
That's rough, Boone.
That is rough. Why is his balls this way? Why are they? Do you see where his nuts are? Like, why are they that way?
He's posing.
Did he take them and push them all the way under here, dude?
Makes it look bigger.
Dude, if I put a face on that, I could make that look like a cow. Like an eye right there. This right here is the snout. Just put like two dots right there. Some. Look at this one. This person got fucking stuff. Oh my god, dude, that's disgusting.
So it like covers your body and pimples. What the fuck, dude?
Syphilis.
Damn, that's a nasty disease. Don't fuck with it.
It really is, dude. It really is. I gotta get out of this. The Google, my search bar just says syphilis back 100 years ago. Like, it looks any different. Okay. All right, well, how about this? Let's look up herps. Herps, dude. Herps are pretty bad, too. Oh, look at this lady right here. Dude, that guy must have slapped her in the face with a wiener 100 times, dude. Jesus.
No, I didn't. I fell down and I have herpes.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at those little things. They look like pimples.
I know, dude. These are pustules. These are just, man. That ain't good. Look at that blood.
What do you think would be worse, on your dick or on your mouth?
Ooh. Well, at least on your dick, you could hide it, you know? I got to get off of this, though. There's some, like, nudie people on there. There's wieners on there, dude. I can't be looking at that stuff.
It's educational.
Dude, speaking of wieners, did you see Drake's penis? Did you look at that?
No, you keep bringing that up. I didn't.
Dude, I fucking, I told you that my wife had somebody in the shop and they were talking about it. And I was asking her, I'm like, did you watch did you see the picture? She's like, it's a video. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, did you see the video? And she's like, yeah, I have the video. And I said, oh shit, let me see that thing. So then she's like showing it to me. My wife's like, hold on, let me see. And I'm like, honey.
Nope.
Do not look at Drake's penis, all right? Because what's going to happen is you're going to realize that I am painfully average, okay? Drake's got like a fucking jackhammer on him.
He got a heater on him, huh?
Dude, he's got a hog.
That's surprising because isn't he kind of just like a wannabe tough guy?
I didn't know tough guys had big peepees.
That's part of being tough, right?
I mean, I don't know. There's some confident tough guys that probably have some big peepees.
You think? What do you think the ratio is?
Of big tough guys, like tough. Guys that are actually tough guys that like will kick your fucking ass that have big dicks? I don't know. I got to be honest. So that's one of the gayest questions I've ever had to ask answer. So I'm going to try to do my best here. I would say.
One, you little dick lover.
I'm going to go ahead and on the safe side, I'm going to say half of them have a big peepee. Because I think the other half are just tough guys because
so they're small. Per one tough guy, there's...
For every tough guy, there's one with a normal penis. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I was a little worried about her looking at Drake's pee-pee, to be honest with you. I was like, man, she's going to fucking...
She get a little jealous?
She's going to... No, not at all, actually. I just was like, fuck, dude, I hope this doesn't ruin it for me. I'm doing my best here, dude. I was only given so many inches. I'm going to use every single one of them.
It stretches so long.
Yeah, I remember
that like little dick stretcher John showed us?
Oh, yeah, dude. Does that work? I got to look that up. He just basically like tied a brick to it or something.
He showed me that, and the first thought that came to my mind was like, did somebody airlift your dick out of the forest?
most advertised penis enlargement methods don't work, and some can cause permanent damage to your penis.
Oof. Does one that mean like it won't get hard?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've never used one. I don't know.
That's why I only finger with my pinky. Sets me up for success.
Okay, let's see. Anything that's greater than 1.6 inches is average flaccid. Anything greater than 3 inches in a stretched or erect state. As for the average penis size, numbers vary depending on the study, but Mondaney says 3.5 inches flaccid and 4.5 inches stretched and almost 6 inches, no, 5.9 inches erect.
That's normal.
That's what they say, dude.
I think it went up. I thought it was 5.5.
5.9 is more than 5.5.
Yeah, so it went up.
When's the last time you looked, dude? Because they did this like in 2002. Well, you got the wrong one.
Oh, so then it went down.
I got the NBC News one. That's the real one.
I heard it from the guy down by the liquor store.
Oh, yeah? What was his name?
He's usually good, man. He's got a good shit.
Richard?
Call him John John.
John John? I bet you do know a dude that you call John John.
I tell you that story?
No, you didn't.
I was ripping with my guy at work, and a person with a gun call came out, and we saw John John walking, and I didn't know it was him at the time, but you know, he was matched the description of the witness gave. So pulls up on him, and he gets out the car, pulls his gun, and he's like, turn around, show me your hands. And John John looks over his shoulder, and I see it's John John. John John, like, and so he like wasn't really listening, but he was acknowledging we existed.
So he was a presence.
Yeah, was freaking the fuck out because he would not take his hands out of his pockets. And I see him, and John John, dude, I swear to God, he has no idea what a Kleenex is. Never seen one in his life.
Oh my God.
Perpetual boogers coming out of his nose.
No.
I look, I see him, I see his face. I go, chill the fuck out. That's John John. And then John John looks at me and looks at me and is like, oh. And then John John says, can I have a dollar?
Can I have a dollar? Okay, so.
Oh, man. And he's like, who's John John? I was like, oh, he lives around here. He's kind of.
He kind of, yeah, he's just, you know, he's mulling about. Soul, man. He's doing his best. Harmless. Yep, he's harmless. He's just doing his best. He's trying to live out here. I get it. How much longer do you think John John's going to last out there?
Dude, John John, he got that, I don't know. He's built different. I bet he's going to make it to like 90, 95.
He's just going to be like the one dude that makes it to 99 on crack.
Well, you know, he ain't doing stupid shit. He might be doing drugs. I don't know.
Maybe.
But he's not doing that stupid shit that gets you killed. Like, he's always out trying to find work, you know what I mean? Like, he'll go up to the gravel yard and try to get the owners there to pay him for the day to work. Or yeah, he'll, like, go find somebody and rake their leaves. That's what he's always just trying to go make some money. But not by, like,
what do you think he gets with his money?
Hamburgers.
That's it?
That's all I ever know he wants.
Dude, actually, I'll be honest with you. If I went by like a homeless guy every day and he's like, hey, man, you got money for a burger? And I would see him getting a burger, I'd probably just give him burger money every time I saw him.
I'd buy him a hamburger.
Yeah,
that's what
sure.
I always told John John. He said, you got money? You got a dollar? I want to get a burger. I said, I'll buy you a burger, but I'm not going to give you a dollar. He's like, nah, I want a dollar.
Yeah, what kind of burger do you like? I like Skull Burger.
And then one time I bought like 3 fucking McDoubles for this guy because he was asking all of us for a dollar. And I brought him those.
Here's your guy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I brought him the hamburgers and he didn't want them.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This motherfucker, he fed. He don't need no hamburger.
He's like, dude, I'm full. I'm sorry. I got so many burgers today. So many people gave me burgers.
Fucking John John, man.
He dies of a heart attack, and then like Chicago's like, all right, stop feeding the homeless burgers. Only get them.
Yeah, right. I don't know, like how much of your SNAP can you afford at fucking Whole Foods? Like three items?
Ooh, that's true. But you know, dude, dude, you know what I saw the other day that fucking blew my mind? Hmm. Is they have, you know, Monster and energy drinks are now EBT. Someone had to pass a law for that, right?
EBT, what is that?
You don't know what EBT is?
Is that the food stamps?
Yeah.
I always hear EBT. It called SNAP.
Oh,
isn't EBT
okay.
The actual card? Yeah, dude, you can buy soda with
it. But I just couldn't believe that there was fucking Monster on there. I'm like, come on, man. Like, Jesus Christ. Don't be fucking, you know, spending money on Monsters. I mean, I get people need to have, like, some of their vices. I'm not saying, listen, I grew up poor. My mom was always, like, my mom made so little but made enough for the state to say you can't have food stamps. Like, we would.
Yeah, right.
It was worse. It was worse. It was worse than being on food stamps, dude. Because we had three of us, dude. We lived there was an apartment that we had for a while that didn't have a shower in it.
What?
Yeah.
Was it like a hostel?
We had to take a bath, dude, and it was in a vaulted ceiling bathroom, so you couldn't stand up in the bathtub. Like, you can stand up next to the mirror, but as soon as you walk over the bathtub, dude, you got to get down and get in that bitch, dude. That's why they couldn't put a shot.
Squat walking over to the bathtub.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You got to crawl in off the floor.
So I feel qualified. I don't care if anybody gets mad about this shit. I'm qualified to fucking speak on this. I'm just saying, dude, I can't believe it. I really cannot believe that's on there. Like, candy's on there. Dude, it should just be like meat, vegetables, fruit. Bread, just like normal shit.
Yeah.
But then there's like also obviously a lot of variables there that you don't really think about. Like, you know, nobody nowadays, I mean, it's bad enough even if you have two good incomes for people to make money and get ahead and everything. So to not have two incomes possibly and also like maybe have a disability or something like that. And then I get it. Like, there's a lot of shit that goes into it. But I don't know. I just thought it was fucking wild that I saw that it was, you know, you can just get it with EBT. It's nuts.
Yeah, it's weird how you can buy all that shit. And then on top of that, a lot of places will like.
Yep. They'll trade.
Sell cents. Yep. Yeah. Well, they'll trade cents on the dollar or.
Yeah.
They'll charge
a conversion
you. Like,
rate. There's a street
time
conversion
and a half.
Rate.
They'll charge you time and a half for the tobacco or the liquor.
Mm hmm. Dude, there's places that have figured out how to, well, they'll post it like in like larger cities, like especially Chicago. I know you've seen a hair place where it's like, hey, EBT, we take EBT here.
Yeah. Yeah. They got a little concession stand with like three bags of chips in the corner.
Yep. And then you can buy $300 worth of bags of chips.
Yeah.
And get your
You want some?
Done.
You want $300 worth of chips? All right, come sit over here while I work on your hair.
Yeah, dude. These are high value complimentary chips. Like, you're gonna, we're gonna make this look right. There's a whole fucking thing for it, but
there's a whole fucking economy around it.
Do you ever have to deal with shit? Did you ever have to deal with shit like that? Like, someone call, hey, like, you have to like go investigate. Something.
I mean, I helped Homeland Security a few times with that type of shit.
Really?
Yeah, they deal with like tax stamps and knockoffs and EBT shit.
Oh, they're natively designated to deal with that.
I guess so. I thought it was kind of weird, but they said they're from Homeland Security. This Middle Eastern guy was—he had like one of those corner stores, and he was selling fake Jordans and cigarettes from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
probably selling singles too.
Oh, Lucy's.
Just single. Oh, Lucy's. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you walk into a gas station and you're a Chicago cop and you see Lucy's being sold, are you shaking it down like, hey, what else you got back there? Type of shit. Are you just moving on with your day?
I mean, it's just a ticket. I think it's like a $100 ticket.
I bet you like could write so many tickets and you're like, I'm not even gonna fucking do that.
But it's there was a lot that you could write tickets for.
Is there
the one time I dealt with Lucy's? the dude was selling them out of his broken down van, and he was selling Lucy's that were dipped in methadone for $20 a pop. So we hit him for that and took it to court, and he threw it out, the judge.
Oh, no way. They're just like, nope. Yeah, just for whatever reason, sorry. We're not going to do this.
Does not give a fuck. Zero fucks given.
That's crazy, dude, because I'm pretty sure you can take methadone and Adderall interactions. And I think you can make like heroin basically with it. The dangers of mixing methadone, yep, right here, with Adderall. Slow, depress, or stop breathing, coma, overdose, cardiac arrest, heart attack, heart failure, death.
Sounds exactly like heroin.
That sounds like heroin, yeah. Effects of combining the drugs may include increased intoxication, worsened withdrawal symptoms, increased likelihood of risky behavior and accidents, violent behavior, becoming physically or mentally dependent on one or more drugs, decreased social life, anxiety, depression. Yeah, dude. Mixing that is life. Somebody figured that out, and then they were just like, and that's why in California, like, if you get I'm speaking out of my ass right now, but I'm gonna go ahead and make a link between like the lack of like Adderall. I guess there's like an Adderall shortage, and I think it has something to do with when they figured out mixing methadone with Adderall gave you a similar effect.
Really?
Yep. So I think that they were hitting the fucking Adderall hard, and dude, it'll wake you up. Let's see, Vyvanse versus Adderall.
That's a weird term, man.
What?
Abusing a drug.
Abusing, yeah.
Get the fuck out of this drug.
Like you're smacking it around. Adderall contains.
You think you got something in this house, drug? Beat the fuck out of you.
Okay. So the only difference is Adderall contains the drug that the drug salts that directly hit you, while Vyvanse uses a other product that gets converted into the active form in the body before it has any effect.
Dude, you need a chemistry degree these days, man.
I know, it's crazy, dude. So even after reading that, I don't really understand the difference. I wonder if it's an SSRI. No, it's not an SSRI. What is Adderall? It's got to be an SSRI. Adderall is made of two drugs. Most cases, ADHD, Prozac. Attention deficit disorder. Prozac is considered a selective serotonin.
Okay, yeah, that's SSRI. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
It's a stimulant medication, so this is not an SSRI then, I guess. I don't know. I
don't know. I just work here.
Either way. have you ever taken Adderall before?
No. Nope, I knew of people that would take it.
I used to be
prescribed. There's one girl that got into it in middle school.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Damn, girl. Well,
dude. Daddy touching you? Jesus Christ.
Well, how are you going to go straight to Adderall in middle school?
You do see shit like that. Like I was listening to a book called The Body Keeps Score, and it just talks about like how your body literally keeps a score of trauma. And just depending on what you like go through, like they did in World War II vets, they did like rape victims, they did incest victims, they did all sorts of victims. And there's a lot of like telling shit that after you hear that book, I mean, it doesn't apply to everybody, but you could look at somebody and just based off of how they're acting or like how obese they are or whatever it is, like there's like a guaranteed almost to be a fucking deep trauma there. And that's why people do that. Seriously, there's one woman in the book that was like, I'm fucking huge because I want to be. I don't want any male attention at all. And then they talked to her and like, you know, she was, you know, molested and shit, which is fucking sad, obviously. And then she, so she didn't show, she had dated in her life and then like she went like 5 years without having like a sexual partner or anything like that. And she had a guy that she had from playing racquetball at a gym who she became friends with, brought him home. And when she was asleep, she woke up and like started hitting him and shit and calling him a motherfucker and all this stuff. Cause she was having a nightmare that she was being sexually assaulted. because she has all this trauma, dude. And this guy just like grabbed his shit and fucking left. And like she was upset that she had ruined that relationship. It's just, it is a terrifying. It, dude, it's.
You think people, you could deal with like that? Like if you found out a girl you've been hooking up with, like, oh shit,
had been molested.
Like, say like
is sexually
dating a girl and things are going good. And you find out she's a little freaky in bed. You're like, all right, she's got a
little
tour. She wants to get down. And then like you get little snippets of like, oh, why don't you get along with your dad?
I don't think it necessarily means like you got directly abused by a family member or something like that. But like, I feel like if you find pornography early, and you become, because I mean we're all sexual creatures, and I think that we do learn it at a somewhat young age. Like I can remember
like being the Animal Channel,
but like I remember being like 8 and I saw my babysitter naked in a bathtub, dude, and I was like, oh fuck.
She hot?
She had some knockers on her, dude. I remember that. Yeah, and she's like, get out of here, and I was just like speechless. I just stood there. She had to get out of the bath.
Why am I so hungry all of a sudden?
No, but I do remember that though. It was just like I knew right then and there. I'm like, holy shit, there's something going on here.
I don't get it yet.
My pants are getting tighter.
What is happening to me?
No, I don't think
was this happened, in the vaulted ceiling bathroom?
No, that was not, dude. But I did a lot of cranking in that apartment for sure. I remember, like, I think the first time I ever fucking cranked down that I can remember was when I was like 12 or 11. And, like, Family Guy or something had just gotten over. So, like, Tsunami turned on.
I don't know Tsunami.
You don't know, like, the old, like, anime thing after dark or whatever? Hold on, I'll show it to you.
No.
Second. It's called Tsunami. But anyways, they had a show on there. Yeah, it was on Cartoon Network. So I'm laying in bed, like normal shows that I wouldn't, that I don't think I should have been, what's the word to look for? Aroused from this show necessarily, but I couldn't help myself. So here we go. I'm going to
get a little.
Things do happen, dude. I remember nothing came out. I'm like, well, that sucks, dude. I guess like all my buddies are saying that they're splooging. I'm like, I'm over here shooting fucking like surrender flags out of my wiener.
A little flag that says bang.
Yeah. That's all I got. There it is. That's what I brought you back for.
Gotcha, bitch.
Isn't that amazing? You can leave now. Hold on, you cowboy. Okay, so it was the girl from Cowboy Bebop, dude, that just, where's she at, dude? She had some fucking.
Dude, that live action was pretty good.
Of Cowboy Bebop? They have a live action?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I never was into Cowboy Bebop, but I watched it. It was pretty good.
I wasn't into it either, dude, but this lady right here, dude, she had some.
Oh, look at those knockers.
I know, dude. Like, I'm like,
testosterone is new.
It is, dude.
Hourglass are good for some reason. I'm hungry again.
I'm hungry again. Why do you keep saying that? That's from something. It's got to be.
Because,
I'm hungry again. Oh, because you spank it and you wasted your energy. You need to get some energy.
No. You see them big old titties.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Like a baby.
Right. I'm hungry again. Yeah, it was Cowboy Bebop, dude. I cranked it. It was one of these ladies right here. Definitely was not.
It wasn't that bald guy?
Wasn't that. Definitely was not the bald guy either. It was one of the. It was a lady with, it had to have been her, dude. It's like or it'd be like something dumb, like just a dude fitting his whole head inside of a vagina or something.
I've seen those, man.
You've seen that one?
It's ridiculous.
I know.
It's nice the guy shaved his head for her, though.
It is, dude. And hold on. When you close your eyes and picture that room, is there a brick wall?
I just imagine like the top part of the cranium going in.
I just remember this lady sitting in like a chair with no cushioning on it in a room with a fucking concrete floor and brick wall.
Yeah, this is a medical procedure at this point.
And that dude just
there's no comfort involved.
Dude, he could have at least like brought like a microphone or something in there and just like described what he saw.
I mean, I think the biggest thing that went into a vagina is it's got to be the head, right?
It has got to be. It has to be a head. Hold on, let's Google it. What's the biggest thing anybody's ever fit in their pussy? Anyone has ever fit in their pussy? I can't wait for, you know, the government to have my search history here and be like, what is this guy looking up?
I clicked
images. I should not have done that. What is the largest thing you've put in your vagina? Okay, here we got a Quora. Okay, hold on here. It was huge, empty Dio bottle. I've tried bigger ones, but they never fit inside my pussy.
What? What's a Dio bottle?
What? God. Oh my God. I didn't even say had this on Quora. What? What is happening? What? I didn't know that. I didn't know that they could have that on there.
Quora's got some smack and porn
what the
on
fuck?
It.
I can't believe the lady answered. What's, hold on, I gotta go back to that. What's the biggest,
was there an OnlyFans tag under it?
Ever fit in a pussy? Give me a second here, dude. I gotta click this again. We're not backing out. Hold on, this is for science. All right, so that is a bottle. That is a, it's, and I just think it's insane that this lady,
in there too.
Oh my God.
She sped up the video on that part.
Dude, she's got some good editing skills. Honestly, I'm a little shocked, man. Like, that's,
dude, it's like moving her taint.
That's kind
of, oh, by the way, you know what I found out the other day? You know, like dogs and cats and shit, like you can't, sometimes you can't tell if it's a guy or a girl. Like animals where there's no like visibly nuts and penis.
Okay.
So the way they tell the difference is they measure the length of the perineum.
What's this? Okay. So
that's the taint.
Okay. I need you to bring it.
And back. Guys have a longer one.
Okay. So if there's a baby that's born, and they don't,
like,
know
if you
what
can't,
more of the
if
gender
it's not overtly
is,
obvious, you yeah. measure the taint.
Is this
guys
like in an ultrasound?
Taint. No, this is like animal, like a dolphin. The dick goes inside the dolphin, right?
So does your taint run up to your the base of your nutsack then, or is it before that? I know it goes from your butthole to the back of your balls, right?
Yeah.
Did you know that
taint
they're
this
saying
or taint that?
It taint is. Did you know that like all the microplastics and shit that's in our food is like shrinking taints? Like they're starting to find that on like infants.
Really?
Yeah. And I think that's like a real, I think that there's like something to do with like reproductive health too. If you don't have like a bigger taint.
Yeah. I think it's pretty important.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Why is a taint important?
I'm assuming, I mean, I don't know. Let's, I will Google say, it. I'm saying it's, I learned in my new academy that the taint is included in sexual assault.
Well, yeah, that's a taint, bro. That's like, that's a pretty sensitive.
Yeah, but when sexual. Like law can get down to cutting hairs. So if I don't touch your balls and I don't touch your butthole, but I touch
what's
your taint.
Important about taints? Let's see here. Importance of Kubernetes and the need for tainting nodes. What the fuck? That's not what I'm looking for.
Tainting nodes. Just do perineum.
Our perineum.
N-E-U-M. P-E-R-E-N-E-U-M.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to stop talking and you're going to talk. Okay. P.
3, 2, 1. Execute. P-E.
P-E.
R-E.
R-E.
N-E?
N-E.
U-M. Did it come up?
You spelled it wrong. Okay.
Damn. What is
perineum,
it?
Our perineum length's important. Longer perineum is associated with increase in duration of the second stage of labor. Just expect to need a PZI.
Well, that seems important.
In men. Our perineum length's... The area is technically called the anogenital distance, or the AGD, America's Got Dong. And researchers found that men whose AGD was shorter than about 2 inches and 7 times the chance of being subfertile. Oh, so yeah. I
Holy
mean, that
shit.
Is,
that's a big deal.
I mean,
well,
that's
isn't
fucking
that,
huge.
Wait. Yeah, isn't that where your sperm comes from?
The perineum? No, that would be...
It comes out of the pancreas, right? Or is the pancreas the gooey where the sperm goes in?
No, dude.
They're made in separate places, dude.
Yeah, they are. They are. One of them is called the... Give me a second here.
No, not pancreas. The thing give that the...
Yep, just give me a... Yep, give me a second here.
Prostate.
Oh, no, you're... No, that's not...
Prostate, bro.
Does...
Or does your balls make the sperm prostate. And the prostate makes
no,
the goo?
No, there's like these glands on the side of your nuts that make those. Does the prostate make sperm? The prostate produces a fluid that mixes with sperm from the testicles to make semen.
God
damn. It mixes with it, but that's not where this...
That's the splooge. That's the ooge of the splooge.
So what's the... Here it is. Testicle, bladder, seminal vesicle. That's what it is. So
what does your nut do? Is it just testosterone?
Testosterone, yeah, I think so. Do you ever have like seasons? Do you ever have, like,
look, it's connected to it, the prostate.
Look at this one, dude. That's where it's at, huh? It's not even that far in. That's your
dog. You gave me a flaccid orgasm.
Bladder, prostate. What's this thing right here? What's that white thing right here?
Pubic bone?
Marked. You know, that could be a bone. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's got to be a bone. So this is the seminal vesicle. Rectum. The vas deferens is what like sends the shit, I think, to be ejected. How do you
like the electrical signal?
How do you ejaculate medically?
Seems so complicated, though. You guys got a lot of
ejaculation. How it works? Okay, I'm not going to read this, actually.
What are we getting into right now?
Well, dude, I wanted to see. I can't, because I think it's like kind of fucked up that I don't even remember. I don't even know how my own body works sometimes. I forget. Like, your seminal vesicle, your vas deferens, all that shit, prostate. I mean, it's, I don't know. I think it's kind of important. Like, I feel like it's crazy to me when you, I mean, I've talked to women. They're literally almost like they have no, well, yeah, I mean, I guess so. I remember there's a couple girls that like I had talked to like growing up in high school and shit that had no idea what was going on in their vaginas. I think that's kind of amazing that
I think the bar is lower for a guy, though.
It's what?
As far as not knowing, it can go lower for a guy. A girl, like she can be pretty ignorant to her vagina, but she
still knows something about it. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I guess I would agree that with that. Yeah. But I feel like if you have to at least know how your body works. I don't know. I just feel like an idiot sometimes if I don't. What's that?
You gotta know the basics.
Yeah, and that's, I feel like, a basic thing. I don't know. I just haven't remembered it since school. Like, I don't know. I know I got snipped. I don't know why. I can't remember what they cut in there. I think it's the vas deferens or whatever the fuck they call it.
I think it's that tube.
Yeah, a vasectomy, a vas deferens. Yeah, it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the same fucking phonetic start and shit like that. Vas.
That's what all those medical dorks like to do. AGD.
What the fuck it? What, AGD, baby. Yeah, we got that. What is that? What was it again?
Anogenital. Distance.
Anogenital.
They combined anus and genital.
Anogenital distance. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I gotcha. AGD.
America's got dong. I like that.
I wonder where vas comes from. It's got to be Greek. Is vas a Greek word? Vas. Greek.
They translated it to Greek for you.
To Latin. It's Latin.
There you go.
Does vas mean a vessel or duct? Okay, yeah.
There you go.
There it is. Oxford Languages. Thank you so fucking much for that, dude.
Yeah, stay in England.
Yeah, fucking stay there.
Hell, dude, losers.
Dude, speaking of fucking taints, dude, I've been playing Fortnite a lot lately.
I'd love to see how this segue plays out.
Well, dude, I get super tight butthole, dude, when I'm down to like the top 10 and I see someone flying through the sky and they're building a fucking castle. I'm like, oh shit, dude, there's no way.
You're over there elongating your taint.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if it's over 2 inches of distance of AGD. I got and then I went and tried to find an automatic AGD, dude, and he built on me, dude, and fucking he killed me. But what I'm getting to with the Fortnite thing is, dude, I had talked shit so long about Fortnite and it is so fucking fun, dude. I cannot believe
you're digging it, huh?
Yeah, dude, it's fun. And like I went to the thing where you can choose to just build. Like you can go into like a lobby where you build, and I just practiced. And I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna totally take this into a game and destroy people. Nope.
No.
That shit did not happen. What time are you staying on till?
I'm actually getting pretty close to bedtime.
Okay. Well, yeah. I appreciate you getting on, dude.